The Singapore property market has shown remarkable resilience over the past two decades, supported by strong economy, stable government, and continued demand. However, going forward, there are five major risks that could challenge the property market in the foreseeable future. While property in Singapore remains one of the safest long-term asset class globally, buyers and investors should still understand the potential headwind ahead. Continue to watch on, don't skip, because this video is very important to you. One major risk comes from rising oil prices caused by ongoing geopolitical conflict, especially tension in the Middle East and disruption to global shipping routes. Singapore is a small and open economy that imports almost all its energy needs. Any sustained increase in crude oil prices will lead to higher inflation. Higher inflation reduces consumer purchasing power and weakens market sentiment. This has already been felt in the resale market. To be very frank with you, selling and renting out now is extremely slow. This is the worst I've ever experienced in my 17 years in the industry. Trust me, this is with the exception for new home segment, which is still business as usual. Higher oil prices will also lead to higher construction costs. Buyers will have to bear the brunt of higher property prices. Here, the key question is, how much higher can buyer tahan? And will this buyer be able to offload them in the resale market to the next buyer at a much higher price that they have originally paid for? Well, this is always a million-dollar question. As long as the URA PPI keep going up, there is always the possibility to profit. But if the PPI remains stagnant in the years ahead, then this is another story. Artificial intelligence is another major structural risk that may reshape the Singapore economy over the next few decades. The Ministry of Manpower recently acknowledged that AI will transform jobs and disrupt part of the workforce. Although Singapore is actively encouraging AI adoption to improve productivity, many white-collar jobs could eventually be replaced or reduced. Administrative work, customer service, finance, marketing, and even part of professional service are increasingly exposed to automation. Real estate sales is one of them. Here, I predict that in the years ahead, AI will replace 20 to 30% of white-collar jobs, especially those jobs that have a fixed workflow and are repetitious. Here, we haven't even talked about outsourcing to cheaper offshore country. Singapore property market depends heavily on strong PMET workforce with stable income. But if AI weakens reduced job opportunity, this will limit wage growth. Younger buyers may become more cautious about taking large mortgages. Then, there is also the risk of widening income inequality. Higher-skilled workers may benefit greatly from AI, while middle-income workers could face stagnating wages. This may eventually create a more divided property market, where the top 20% stay in private properties, while the remaining 80% live in their humble HDB flats. The Johor Bahru Singapore RTS link, expected to begin operation by the end of 2026, could become a major game changer for both economies. Combined with the Johor Singapore Special Economic Zone, it may strengthen economic integration between the two countries. In my opinion, the RTS plus the liberation of taxi services between the two countries will impact Singapore retail market significantly. These have already affected local retail, food and beverage businesses, and service industry. We have already seen shop closure or even replaced by other businesses. If this trend continues, Singapore will soon lose our unique identity. Here, I can't stop asking myself this question when I was in Shenzhen last year. Will Singapore be like Hong Kong in the near future? An old and expensive city to live, work and play? Singapore is facing a rapidly aging population and one of the world's lowest birth rate. As more Singaporeans enter retirement age, many may choose to downgrade from larger home into smaller condominium or even HDB flats to unlock cash for retirement. This could gradually increase resale supply, particularly in older estate and matured condominiums. At the same time, there may be fewer younger local buyers entering the market, since Singaporeans are choosing to have only one or not at all. But when it comes to property, they always want to have more. Heng ah, Recently, the PM Gan said Singapore need to increase our immigration number to support economic growth. Singapore must remain attractive to foreign professionals, wealthy individuals, and citizens that are of childbearing age. This is the only silver lining to support property prices, just like what happened a decade ago. But the continued influx of new citizens may unsettle some local Singaporeans from jobs to school and so on. Put it bluntly, we need them. Without them, Singapore economy would have collapsed long time ago. But at the same time, if too many of them call this our home, I can't help but wonder if Singaporeans are being labeled as having lost its hungriness in this CNA video, or are we really too comfortable in the shelter of our BTO flats? Finally, one key risk is entering the property market during the peak or near the peak. Can we safely say that property prices today is at an all-time high? Private home prices, particularly in the OCR, have risen sharply. Many buyers today have only experienced an up market. They have yet to experience what is a down cycle. And many assume prices will always continue climbing up. This is further reinforced by Nicholas Mark's comments in this podcast, which I will leave in the links in the description below. However, history shows that property markets move in cycle. If economic growth slows, unemployment rate rise, or interest rates stay elevated, price growth could stagnate or even correct in some segments, with the exception for maybe executive condominium, which I still believe enjoy government subsidies and a lower entry price compared to private condominiums. Still, buyers should remain cautious about overstretching financially in property. Entering at the wrong point in the property cycle is the worst thing that can happen. No matter how you try to remedy it, you can only wait for the next upcycle. To sum it up, the above are the 5 risks facing the property market in the foreseeable future. I'm very sure not many people will want to talk about them, but I felt it is my responsibility to share with fellow Singaporeans the risks entailed in the current market. Here, don't get me wrong, there are still good deals around, but always adopt financial prudently and have a long-term horizon in the property market. By the way, if you have any housing plans, I'll be more than happy to assist you. That's all. Thank you for watching.